We're holding on Mama Chesed Madrid. We're holding on Mama Chesed Madrid. The first line of the middle five lines.
The middle five lines.
The first line of those. Line begins on my. The middle size ones. And then you have the widest ones on the bottom. The line begins on my.
Yes.
Okay, so we said. Okay, so we were discussing yesterday the case that Rabbi Yaakov had mentioned, that there was a person who climbed up a ladder to go get birds for his father, so it was Mekayim Kibudav. He sent away the mother birds, so it was Mekayim Shiloh HaKan, and then on the way down, he fell down and died. And where's the Arichas Yomim, where both those mitzvahs are supposed to involve that? So we see that it's kind of mitzvah high on the left, but there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world, it's all in Olam Haba.
I mean, that's one case.
That's, so you can generalize from that, though. Okay, so the question is, V'ha'amar Rav Elazar, Shluchim Mitzvah, En Nizik, En Nizikin. Rav Elazar just said that Shluchim Mitzvah don't get harmed, so how did this guy get harmed? Even, okay, we're going to say yesterday maybe he had a thought of Avodah Zarah, we said, okay, the very fact that there's no Sekai Mitzvah means that maybe she didn't prevent him from having a thought of Avodah Zarah, fine, but what happened to Shluchim Mitzvah, En Nizikin?
But the Shari's going to get in the Elam
Haba. In Elam Haba, that's the point, yeah.
But wait a minute, maybe he did get his Sekai Mitzvah. And so
in this world, in both those mitzvahs, it says that the
Elam Haba is anyways Arichas. But the thing is, Arichas Yomim implies
Elam Hazeh. No, Arichas Yomim means Olam Shekulei. That's what we said yesterday. It means that you'll have a good life in Elam Haba. That you'll have a good time of it in Elam Haba.
Let me ask you a question.
Come on, we've got to cover ground, but what? Yeah.
If you had many more Averis than mitzvahs, right?
Yeah.
So you had enough Averis to leave this world. But he still could receive the mitzvah in this world. Something.
Right now, he didn't have Arichas Yomim, because as he finished doing the mitzvah, he died. That's the question. So Rabbi Yaakov is saying that he didn't get reward for the mitzvah in this world, and therefore he's generalizing from that. So now we're asking, never mind reward for mitzvahs in this world.
Yeah.
Didn't Rabbi Elazar say, Shlucha mitzvah in an Izoikim? The answer is Hasan Bali Chasan, shiny. That's different when you're going to do the mitzvah. Here we're talking about when he was on the way back.
Oh, come on. They don't even let you have a return trip.
Well, actually, the Tosfos Reb says an interesting thing. On the face of it, isn't he still Shliach Mitzvah until he actually brings the birds to his father?
Oh.
So he says maybe he threw the birds to him. Maybe while he was up on the roof, he threw them to his father. The Pnei Yeshua gives a different answer. He says, we said yesterday maybe he's had a thought of Avera. Maybe the very thought was that he thought, you know what, instead of bringing them to my father and being the Kayim Tibur Av, I'll just keep them for myself. In that case, he's not a Shliach Mitzvah anymore. Okay, anyway. Wait. Okay, now, Va'amar Rav Elazar Shluchim Mitzvah Einin Nizokin Loi B'Halichasim V'Loi B'Chazirasim, but Rav Elazar didn't just say they're not harmed on the way. He explicitly says they're not harmed on the way back either. Yeah. The answer is Sulam Ra'uah, but yes, but it was a rickety ladder that you can easily fall off of, the Kviya Hezekah, where the Hezek is a known thing. You can't rely on
it's a dangerous thing.
Yeah, you can't rely on Shluchim Mitzvah Einin Nizokin when it's a known danger. And whenever there's a known hezek, you cannot, or a known danger, you cannot rely on a nes. Dichtiv, as we find the pasuk, right? The Eibush tells Shmuel. I am going fast. I'm sorry, but it's a large block.
I know it's a
time thing. Okay. We don't rely on a nes when there's a hezek with kavua. Dichtiv, as it says in the pasuk. Now the Eibush tells Shmuel to go anoint a new king instead of Shaul. So Shmuel says, Vayim Shmuel, rather, Eich Eilech. So Shmuel says, how can I go? V'shama Shmuel v'aragami. Shmuel is going to hear about it. Shmuel is going to hear about it, and he'll kill me as a murdered Malchus. So you see, even though, now the Eibishter didn't tell him how you talk, and I'm telling you where you have no betochen, he's saying, okay, the Eibishter tells him, okay, give yourself a cover story.
That's directly from
Eibishter. Yeah. So, yeah. Amr of Yitz, Yilmole Darshe Acher Lahai Krok Rav Yaakov Vabrate, if Acher, you mentioned this yesterday, Rav Avil, if Acher had thought to Darshan, if he had thought to Darshan the Pasuk like his grandson, Rav Yaakov, this Rav Yaakov that we said before is Acher's grandson, if he had thought to Darshan the Pasuk like that, Loi Chote, he never would have gone and sinned. Because V'Acher Maivu, what happened with Acher, that he went the wrong way, One version is he saw exactly something like that, again, that somebody went up to do Shiloh HaKan and Kibudav and fell down and died. And unlike Rabbi Yaakov, who realized that means there is Schar for mitzvahs, but not in this world, it's an Olam Haba, Acher made the mistake of thinking that means there's no reward for mitzvahs, period. But if he'd realized, like Rabbi Yaakov, that Laman Yitav Lach means La'olam Shekulot Tov, and Laman Yarichon Yamecha means La'olam Shekulot Oroch, then he never would have gone off the derech. That's what we mean. In other words, that you'll have a law, you'll have a comfortable time in El Mapa as opposed to in this world. Actually, there's an interesting explanation also when it says that if he had doused in the Pasuk like Rabbi Yaakov, there's another explanation also. There's the Gemara in Chagiga tells us what happened with Acher is after he started going bad, a Basko came out and said, Shuv bonim shovavim chut me Acher. Anybody can do tshuva except for Acher. He made the mistake of thinking that means he absolutely can't do tshuva when all it means is the Eidishter is not going to help him do tshuva. But if he had realized, if he had been able, if he had been able to daushin, on the other hand, if he had thought to daushin that, you know what, there are certain mitzvahs we learned yesterday, we're going to learn again about it today, etc. So he would have realized, you know what, let me do one of those mitzvahs. Since Rabbi Yaakov is saying there's no schar for this in this world for mitzvahs, necessarily there's going to have to be a schar in Elam Haba. How is it going to be a schar in Elam Haba? Because the Eidishter is going to have to accept me into Elam Haba. If he had realized that, he never would have gone wrong in the first place.
You see, there's not only a lack of schar but in this world, but it's a punishment even.
No, we were saying it cleans up his Averis, but
I can relate a case. There was a learning director at a camp that we used to go to, at Sederis, and
Okay.
Now, he's a wonderful Talmud Chochem, wonderful priest.
Okay, and there.
Father was Belzer Chosin.
Yeah.
His father must have been in his 90s. There a few years, sometimes he used to bring his father to. I never saw anybody or heard of anybody give so much cover that this guy gave to his father.
Okay, so what happened?
To the point that later on he could have a stroke, the guy could not, so he used to take him to shul and daven with him next to him, word for word.
No, okay.
And then eventually the father was nifter, which was 90s, and fine. And a short time later, he was a putzl. No figure.
Yeah. All right.
Supposed to have a Christmas coming. And this guy died young.
Right. Okay, let's continue. Yeah. So that's one version of what Acher saw that made him go wrong. The Ikadamri, another version, Lishna the Chutz v'Samatogman Chaza. He saw the tongue of Chutz v'Samatogman to have a Gorolei Dover Acher. He saw.
What I'm saying is that you have no idea.
I understand.
Again.
I understand. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Okay. So another version is what Acher saw that made him go wrong is he saw the tongue of Rav Chutz v'Samatogman being dragged around by Dover Acher, by pig. He was one of the Asar Arug Malchus. Almost, he said, Pesha, Hefik, Margolius, this mouth that gave forth pearls of Torah, Yulachich, Ofer, should be licking the dirt. Nopach, he went out and sinned. Because again, he didn't comprehend how the Ebishter runs the world. Okay. Going back now to our Mishnah. Romi Rav Tovia Bar Rav Kisnil Rava. He points out a contradiction to Rava. Tnan, now we learn in our Mishnah, kol oisem mitzvah achas, if a person does one single mitzvah, mitzivin loy, then he's rewarded, implying osa ein loy, osa loy. So only if he did one mitzvah, only if you actually do something, ma'isu v'poil, do you get rewarded. Or a mini, but I have a contradiction. A braisa says, yosha v'loy over avera, if somebody sits passively and does not do an avera, noisem loy, kol oisem mitzvah, the Ebishter gives him a reward as if he did a mitzvah. So even just avoiding avera, surmeda, is already rewarded. What is our Mishnah saying? You'd have to do a mitzvah to get rewarded. Amalei, so Rava answers, Hasim klin shabod dvar aveda l'yodav in nitzal hemena. That's not talking about stam, that you're sitting when you there's nothing to hand right now and you're just sitting bottle. It means, it's talking about not doing, means you had you have the opportunity to do an aveda. You were being tempted to do an Avera, and you overcame your Yetzirah and didn't do it, and v'nitzal hemena, and you were saved from it. That's what you get rewarded for. As we have the case of Rav Chanina bar Papi, a certain matron, a goyish lady, propositioned him to be mezana with her. And now, in one of the later, there's going to be three or four stories like this that the Gemara is going to tell. In one of them, Rashi spells out that he was under her power. She had the capability to put him to death. So therefore, it wasn't like he could just run away or something. The point is, she had the ability to either force him into it or kill him. Come on. Yeah. So in other words, the point is, otherwise he should have just run away. But since he didn't have that capability, then instead, Amar Milsa, so he said a certain word, he said a Kabbalistic word or something, and he made his body be full of boils and pustules and unattractive things so she should be repelled by him. After he Milsa, she in turn did some Kishuf in return, and he was healed. So that didn't work. Arak Toshabahi Bay Bonnie, so he went and ran away and hid in a bathhouse, And there was something about this bathhouse. Did he have an island to train? If two people would go in together into this bathhouse, I feel it'd be a mama, even during the day, have a mitzuki. They would be harmed. There was a mazik. There was a mazik hanging out in this bathhouse. We're at the bottom. This was a bathhouse that was inhabited by a shed. And this shed was so powerful that even if two people would go in there, where usually a shed doesn't attack two people, and even by day, where he doesn't usually attack by day, they would be attacked. So he ran away in there. But he was safe. He got out of it. Okay. The next day, the Rabbanan asked him, who protected you in there? He answers them, Shnei Noisei Keser Shamruni Tolalayla. Two malachim who carry the keser, meaning two high-level malachim, on the side it has a givus over here, kushoi, like two servants of the keser, meaning two malachim, shamruni kolalayla, watched over me all night. The Gemara mentions elsewhere that a person is accompanied by two malachim. The Shulchan Aruch actually mentions it used to be in the olden days, before you went into the bathroom, there would be a special thing, you'd say, the Gemara mentions it in Berachos, to take leave from those malachim to have to go to the bathroom. Nowadays, we don't do that because we're not masking ourselves that we're accompanied by malachim, but there still is the basic concept. Anyway, Amrulay, so the Chachamim said to Rav Chanina, Shema Dvar Erba Bol Yotcha B'Nitzalteh Emenu. It can't just be Sam that the malachim protected you. Can it be that there was a Dvar Erba that came into your hands, that you were being propositioned for a Dvar Erba, which in fact they didn't know what happened yet. B'Nitzalteh Emenu, and you were saved from it. The Tanena, because in fact we learn in a Brayse that Kol Abod Dvar Erva LeYodev Nitzal Hemenu. Anybody who a Dvar Erva comes to him, the Nitzal Hemenu, and he's saved from it. Oh, he's similar nest. The Ebrisha does a nest for him because he went against his own teva. The teva of a person is to go for such a thing. So therefore, Ebrisha overrides teva on his behalf. Plus, it says Gibor Koyach Oisei Dvorei L'Shmaya B'Kol Dvorei, that they're the mighty people of power who do what Hashem says and they listen to the word of what Hashem says. On the Pashas, it sounds like this is the beginning of a new discussion. Another one of these stories, Marshall says it's actually continuing from the previous story, that Rav Chanina bar Papi is an example of this kind of person. Anyway, Kegoin Rav Tzodik v'Chaverav. Examples of that are like Rav Tzodik and his colleagues. Rav Tzodik Tavati Ahu Pahi Matunis. So Rav Tzodik was also propositioned by a Goyish lady. Amalah, so he says to her, Chola Shlili Boy, he wants to fob her off for the time being. Well, again, he doesn't have the ability to actually tell her no. She's just going to kill him. So at least he tried to, like, stall for time. Okay. He says, I feel weak. My heart is weak. I'm not able to. I don't have the koyach. Is there maybe anything here to eat? She says to him, yes. There's something, the only thing that's available to eat right now is a tamadika thing, a trait of food. So he says to her, my nafkamina, look at that. What's the difference that davke came out that the only thing that's available right now to eat is a dava tome? Must be the obin ha, achul ha. It must mean I myself can learn a lesson from this. Somebody who's mazana with a goyish woman is fitting for him to end up eating tereisha food as well. Like if I'm in a situation right now where in order to strengthen myself, the only thing that's available is tereisha food, then I see there's a certain connection between those two things. Shagras Tanura, well, he apparently told her, fine, you know, if that's all that's available, then fine, warm it up for me. Shagras Tanura, so she fired up the oven, Koman Chale, and she was putting the food in. Really, the reason why he asked her to fire it up is because Solik V'yotze V'gave, he jumped into the oven, to the fiery oven. Amrullah, my high, what are you doing? Amrullah, he says to her, Ovid ha nothal baha. Somebody who does such an avera as you're propositioning for me for deserves to fall into this, into a fire. He meant to go on Kiddush Hashem, maybe. Actually, the Ritva says that you have to say in all these cases that she had the ability to kill him or torture him or what have you. Otherwise, it's not so simple to say that he should take his own life rather than the Ritva. The Ritva wants to say, based on Gemara's and Avodah Zarah and other places, that the whole thing to be mizana with a goyish woman would only be an issur d'rabbanan anyway. To be moisa nefesh on it is not necessarily just a simple thing. He says, so the Ritva says she was trying to force him to do it, but pehetia, in public. With the knowledge, it doesn't say so in the Gemara, but that's the Rashi says that's what happened over here. No, but if it's Bahestia, no. If it's to be over on Aveda Bahestia and in the presence of 10 Jews and with the knowledge of 10 Jews, that is anything. Even other mitzvahs as well. Yeah.
Rashi says what?
So Rashi says that in all these cases, Rashi says specifically that in this case, Ishuk Doilahoita, Rashi says she was a great, important woman. Shein Yachali Potter Mimena. He couldn't easily get away from her. Most of Yada Lahoga. She had the ability to kill him. Anyway, so he jumped into the oven. He said that to anybody who does.
Can you do it without her threat and saying, you know, the Pharaoh? Go ahead.
That's apparently from the Gemara here, yes. Can you do such a thing without her actually killing? Yeah, but it's also a matter of avoiding torture, which is a whole thing in itself. That there's more leniency. There's more leniency in that also. I mean, we mentioned Shoal a few lines ago. You know, we have Shoal at the end of his life, right? You know, he asked the guy to kill him, and then he fell on his own sword rather than end up being tortured by the Plishtim. So yeah, there's room. Maybe she should help. We never have to know from such things. Okay. Anyway. So she says to him, Yadi Kulaha, you know what, if I had known that it's such a serious thing, then I wouldn't have bothered you in the first place.
Sure.
Well, Ben Yoda says, actually, she wasn't really, I mean, she was just trying to gracefully get out of it. Look, you know, okay, if you, you know.
Yeah,
and, you
she
know.
Really was not.
No, but in other words, like she's not really. She would rather have been able to do the Aveda. But okay, look, you know, like that she's trying to save face, sort of. Like, you know, I didn't mean to harass you. But okay, whatever. Okay. Another case. Rav Kahana Habakamazdin Dikuli.
What happened?
So that's it. Then she left him alone.
Okay.
Rav Kahana have a kamaz bin dikuli. Rav Kahana was selling baskets. This is Rashi described. These are baskets that women commonly use for their sewing kits and whatever. So therefore, he was a peddler, I guess, or whatever. So he was always around women. Dikuli is baskets. It's related to the word deco because they're made out of palm branches. That was the only thing he had for parnasa, apparently. Kavaiti avi matuni. So one time, again, a goyish lady propositioned him. On the law, so he says to her, again, he wants to stall for time, Izel ikshit nafshoi. Let me go to dress myself up to make myself nice.
Just say I'm not interested.
Again, because she had the, whatever. New Solik, he went up to the roof, the kanofel, the igral out, and he jumped off from the roof to the ground. Also Eliyahu Kabli. Eliyahu Anavi came and caught him, so he didn't get killed by striking the ground. Amalei and Eliyahu told him, "Atrachta nava mea parsa. Look at this. You matrich me to come from 400 parsa away."
Wait. If she was going to kill him, what's the difference if she kills him or he commits suicide?
Because she has the ability maybe to force him to do the Aveda, or at least the earlier stages of it. So like this, better let him get away without doing the Aveda.
So he came,
he caught him, he says, "You matrich me from 400 parsa away." Amalei, sort of kind of says, "Me goramli, look, you know what? Is it my fault? What caused me to get into this situation in the first place? Laman yosa? Isn't it the fact that I'm poor?" So Yoav leshifa gedinri sabai. So not abai. What am I saying? Abai. Eliyahu gave him a container of shifa, the name of a keli. Rashi says full of gold dinners. So that way he'll be rich, and that way he can give up that line of work, and then not have to always be around women. Then Yoda says, actually, it can't mean that he actually gave him a basket of dinner min hashamayim or something, because you're not allowed to take such a thing. You're not allowed to have a hanor from a nest like that. Rather, it means he showed him where there was an ancient buried treasure, and therefore, okay, it's available for the taking.
He said that himself, and he doesn't have coming. He was already around women all the time.
But he didn't have a choice. That's what he's saying. Going back now again to the, now we went off topic, we digressed a little bit to talk about Dvar Aveda, because that's the thing about Yosha Veloyos Aveda. Now again, getting back to the matter of mitzvahs, of mitzvahs. Specifically, we're going to talk now about what we mentioned briefly yesterday, we're going to discuss those a little bit. Where do we know that each of those is something that you get paid in this world and the main schar in Olam Haba? Rami led Rava to Rav Nachman. Rava pointed out a contradiction to Rav Nachman. Snan, we learn in the Mishnah in Peah, Eved Vodim Shadam Oisa and Reichel Peah Sen Vayel Mazeh. These are the mitzvahs that a person does them, and he gets the payers in this world. Va'keren Kayemes Lo La'olam Haba. And the full value of it is left over for him to in Olam Haba. The principle is left. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word. Is left over for Olam Haba. Elukein Kibud Av Va'emuk Melech Chasadim Va'avos Shalom Shem Baram La'Haberes V'Tamatera Keneged Kulam. Now, where do we know that each of these is like that? That you get payers in this world and the keren in the next world. By the way, the one that we say every morning includes a bunch of other things. That comes from a braisa in Masechta Shabbos, and the Gemara explains over there how each of those things is an outgrowth of one of the things mentioned over here. Hashkamas Beis Midrash Shachas V'Avis, for example, is an outgrowth of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Halvoya Sames and Halvoya Snuffles Kala, Halvoya Sames are part of Milos Chasodim, etc. I didn't have the time to get. That was a little late today. So the kibud av v'aim k'sib l'man yarichon yamecho l'man yitavloch. By kibud av v'aim, it says in order that your days should be long and in order that you should have it good, implying therefore yarichon yamecho, like Rabbi Yaakov said before, means in alam haba. L'man yitavloch, he's assuming, means that you'll have it good in this world. So therefore, you see that's the kind of mitzvah that has a double reward. Magmilas Chasadim k'siv roidif tzedakah v'chesed yim tzachayim tzedakah v'chavid. Magmilas Chasadim, it says that a person who chases after tzedakah and chesed will find life and tzedakah and honor. Again, life means in Olam Haba, and tzedakah and kavod means in this world. Thank you.
You didn't have to roidif.
By bringing peace between people, the Torah said that the Pasuk says, seek out peace and pursue it. But Amr Rav Avoh asks you to differ to differ, and Rav Avoh says that we can make a Gzeder Shava on the Shodosh Rodaf, Ksivach HaBakash Shalom Rod Fehu, Ksivach Rod Fehu, Ksivach Rod Fehu, so the same thing that applies to Tzedakah V'Chesed also applies to Havas Shalom Shavaron L'Chaverit. And the Talmud Torah Ksiv Ki Hu Chayecha V'Erech Yimecha. And by Talmud Torah, we know it says that you get a double scar because the Pasuk says it's your life and the length of your days. So your life means in Olam Haba, and the length of your days means L'Olam Shekul Ba'Aruch in the world that's eternally long in Olam Haba. So far, so good. The problem is, what about Shiloh HaKan? The Pasuk also says a double expression, in order that you'll have it good and your days will be lengthened. Lishni Nami Ha. So why isn't that listed also, that you have the Paris in this world and the Keren? No, he's not asking from the story of Rabbi Yaakov. He's asking, why doesn't the Mishnah mention that? Why doesn't that Mishnah mention that as a fifth thing, that Paris saying, Ba'olam Azeh Ba'keren Lo'olam Abba? The answer is ton of a shear. Okay, the Tana didn't list everything. He left out some things. Now, usually the Gemara would ask on that my shear, die shear. Here the Gemara doesn't do that because we know anyway there's a list of ones that are in Masechta Shabbos, again, Halvoya Sames and Achnosas Kala and so forth, that aren't listed here. Fine, but the point is, the Mishnah didn't mention them. The Mishnah left them for the Braita. The Mishnah doesn't have to list everything because it can leave them for the Braita. Also, there's others as well. Tefillin. And also, there's an expression that it's involved with long life. Yeah. The problem is, Tani Tana Elu Dvarim Ba'atam Tana B'Shir. What do you mean? The Tana specifically says Elu Dvarim, these things, implying nothing else. How can you say Tana B'Shir? The answer is Amar Rav Idi Azver Ali. Rav Idi explained it to me as follows. You have a pasuk that says, Imru Tzadik Kitov, say to the Tzadik that he is good, that he's done good, Kiprimalaleim Yechelu, that they will enjoy the fruits of their actions. Now this is the at the very end of Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara brings us to say that we see from this that Tov L'Tzadik Tov L'Shchena, that the Tzadik is Tov in the singular, and Primalaleim Yechelu, they, plural, his neighbors, will also enjoy it. Anyway.
Where did it say this one here?
This one is the Pasuk from Yeshaya. So wait, the point is, the question is, yesh tzadik tov, yesh tzadik tena tov. What is there? What do you mean, imru tzadik ki tov, as if to imply there's a tzadik that's good, and then what is there, a tzadik that's not good? Yeah, exactly. Ella, no. Ella, no, but you only can say, only a tzadik gomer is prima alaveni. No. Ella, tov la shemayim v'la briyat zeh tzadik tov. If he's good towards the Eibishter and he's good to other people, then he's called a tzadik tov. Tov la shemayim v'ra la briyat, but if he's good to the Eibishter and bad to other people, zeh tzadik shein tov. Now, what do we mean bad to other people? Doesn't actually mean like he's not going and stealing or whatever, then he's certainly not a tzadik. So one possibility, yeah, it could just mean like he's not very social, like he's a tzadik in pelt, let's say, he sticks to himself. So that's the point, in other words, the list in the Mishnah over there, Eilat Varim, Kibud Avaim, Gvos Chasadim Avar, so these are all interpersonal things. These are all Tov Lagriyot. And yeah, by the way, the Ben Yoyada has an interesting take on it. He says that Tov L'Shamayim V'Ra Lagriyot refers to the kind of tzaddik who's Melamed Chayva, who speaks to the Eibishter in an accusing way about the Jewish people. Where the Tzadik Ki Tov is the one who's good to the Eibishter, he does the mitzvahs, and he defends the Jewish people to the Eibishter.
He can always say something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Kayosef Debato.
Who was
Malamut Tov around the Jewish people, yeah, very much so, yeah. Similarly, Kayosef Debato. Similarly, you can say the other way around. The next pasuk also in Yeshaya continues, Oy la Rosha Ra, woe to the evil Rosha, ki gmul yadav yasaloi. Because the work of his hands will be done to him. Again, what do you mean Rosh Ra? What other kind of Rosh is there? If he's bad toward in mitzvahs, Be'nadam Lamakim and Be'nadam Lachaber, and here it means outright Ra Labriyas, for example, Rashi says it's a Ritzeach, or a Gazlan, or a Ganav. Then who Rosh Ra? Ra Lashemayim ve'ena Ra Labriyas, which means bad in mitzvahs, Shemenadam Lamakim, but he's good in mitzvahs, Be'nadam Lachaber, Zeru Rosh Sha'ena Ra, then he's a Rosh, but he's not evil. Yeah. The point of the matter is, therefore, the reason why we brought this in is because since the pasuk by the tzaddik says ki prima leim yechelu, so it means there's a pre only when it means that when we talk about that the question was why don't we list shiluach hakan? The reason like this. The reason is basically because shiluach hakan is only beinan lamakim. There's no beinan lamachaberi. So therefore, it's not listed among the ones that ochel peris and by the mazak. It's not included in the pasuk ki prima lolav yechelu.
Only the ones that
Ben Adam Lachaberi, right. Which even though, okay, we have Talmud Torah connected, cool, but Talmud Torah is also Ben Adam Lachaberi because you learn in order to be able to see each other.
But it
has a Ben Adam Lachaberi component as well, yeah. Next, this is the Gemara. Has Chus Yesh Lacheren and Yesh Lacheren. Chusim, when a person does mitzvahs, and when a person does mitzvahs and they get a reward for it, there is... Yes, I'm fine. There is a keren. There's a principle that's saved up for Olam Haba. Thank you. The Yeshno Keres, and I have Keres in this world. Shenemo Imu Tzadik Itova. Remember the passage that we just said about the Tzadik that he'll enjoy the fruits of his work. Schus means exactly what it sounds like. Schus when a person does a mitzvah and he has a schus. Yeah. Avera Yeshno Keren ve'ein lo Keres. Whereas in Avera there's the keren, there's the principle where a person gets punished for it in this world or the next world, as the case may be. The aim of payers, but there's not also payers. The person does not get punished for an Avera more than what he deserves. She never oil Rosh Rav, remember, because the Pasuk just says, the Pasuk just says by the Rosh, ki gmul yadav yasaloi. What he did with his hands will be done to him, meaning exactly that and no more. But there's no dividends. The Elamani Makayim Vayochlim Pridakum Omimayatse Sehem Yisbo. What do you do with the pasuk that mentions that Rishoyim eat from the fruit of what they do, and they're satisfied from the thought. I mean, there is a fruit as well. There are dividends to the punishment of the Avera. The answer is Avera Shoyse Peres Yesh LaPeres, and Avera that creates Peres. Meaning, in other words, for example, Rashi gives an example, Chilul Hashem, an important person does an Aveira, other people learn to do the same thing. That's an example of an Aveira that has payers. That kind, Yesh Lo Payers. Yes, there are payers, because it's not just what you yourself did, there's also the effect that's having on other people, who then the Aveira gets bigger and bigger. The She'eno is a payers, whereas an Aveira that doesn't have payers, that's just between you and the Eivishter, ain't lo payers, then it doesn't have payers. The Eivishter doesn't punish you for more than the Aveira itself. Another difference between good and bad, machshava tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzar for the ma'isa, a good thought, the Eibishter joins it together to the deed, meaning if a person had a thought to do a mitzvah, and then he, as the Gemara is going to say in a couple of lines, that he then there was an oynes and he was unable to fulfill it, then the Eibishter credits him because of the mitzvah as though he did it.
Even though he didn't.
Even though he didn't, because he would have if he had the capability. Also, it explains in a lot of places. Chassidus, another meaning of Machshava Tova, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzvah for the Ma'aseh is that when a person has a thought to do a mitzvah, the Eibishter makes it possible for him. Occasionally, not so the same as an onus, but generally speaking, the Eibishter then gives him the capability to actually do it, to actually carry into fruition what he thought. That too, the Eibishter takes the Machshava and combines it together with the Ma'aseh.
That's understandable with small, if you had just the machshava without doing the maise, that's a
chiddush.
Combines
it with what?
Combines it with the maise. In other words, if a person did a maise without a machshava, then the Eibishter takes the machshava that you had.
Without a machshava.
You didn't particularly have in mind to do the mitzvah. You didn't have in mind to do the mitzvah. You were just doing a samadhi and a mitzvah got accomplished. That's also different. No, but that, for example, or the classic case, a person loses a coin and Oni finds it.
Still the Lake Havana.
Yeah, okay. Shenema. And it says in the passage, Oz Nidbur Yireh Hashem Isharei, who then knows who few Hashem spoke one to the other, by Yakshev Hashem Ayishma, Hashem listened and he paid attention, by Kosov Sefer Zikar and Lefanov, and the Book of Remembrance was written in front of Edrishter, Liyireh Hashem. It's putting in our term. I mean, on a simple sense, it's putting in an our term. The Dibur Torah Koloshim Re'adam. Liyireh Hashem Lechosh Veshmei, for those who fear Hashem and for those who think about his name. The Maya Vachosh Veshmei, what it means for those who think about his name. It can't just mean the person is thinking before they do the mitzvah, because, and then they actually do it, the Marsha says, because then it should have said the other way around. It should have put Chosh Veshmei before Yireh Hashem. Yireh Hashem means the one to actually accomplish mitzvahs. Therefore, Amar Abbas, you have to the chosh of Adam Lata's mitzvah. You know, a person thought to do a mitzvah, the nanat v'layasa, and there was an onus, and he was unable to do it. Malo, the makos of kilasa, then the Edrash considers it, the pastor considers it as if he actually did it.
That's an extent.
Yeah, well, commander Ovid Layamirin, but to some extent, at least as far as Zakaria. Okay. On the other hand, machshava ra ein hakadosh baruch hu mitzav l'maaseh, but a bad thought, the Edrash does not combine it with the deed. Meaning the Edrash does not punish a person for that. Shenema, as the pasuk says, "Ovanimur isi b'libi." David HaMelech says, "If I've thought evil and I've seen evil in my heart, lo yishma Hashem, let Hashem not listen and pay attention to that thought." Elamani Makayim. So, what do you do with a pasuk with another pasuk in Yumia, where the Ebrisha says to the Ebrisha says to the Navi, "Hinini mevi ala amazer ra pri machshavoy." I'm going to bring evil on this people, the fruit of their thoughts, implying that their thoughts themselves are punishable. The answer is machshava. Again, like we said before, machshava shavu is the pre Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzav for the ma'aseh. A machshava that brings about fruit, or goes back changes it to ma'aseh, where the thought actually ripens into an action. That the Eibishter combines together with the ma'aseh. But the point is, the Eibishter combines the machshava with it as well. The Eibishter then that gets him for the machshava as well as for the ma'aseh. Whereas machshava she'en pri, a machshava that doesn't lead to any fruit, to any results, ain't a kadosh baruch hu mitzav for the ma'aseh. The Eibishter does not consider it joined to the action. Okay, the Elohad Echtiv L'man Tfos is basis Yerob Olivam. What about a pasuk we quoted it yesterday in the Gemara? In order that the Jewish people are grabbing a hold of the source of Avodah Zarah in their hearts, and doesn't say Avodah Zarah in the pasuk over there, but whatever, they're grabbing thoughts of Avodah in their hearts, and Avodah is saying, I'm going to get them to that. That is talking specifically about thoughts of Avodah Zarah. Because we learn in Hebrew, Avodah Zarah is a very serious thing. Anybody who denies Avodah Zarah is the equivalent of admitting to the truth of the whole Torah, and vice versa. The thinking thoughts of Avodah Zarah, it's all by itself is a disciplinary punishment. Yeah.
Well, only if you're thinking that it's a proper thing, that doesn't mean...
No, we're not talking about thinking of it as in thinking of what you're going to learn in the text of Avodah Zarah. Yeah, thinking of it as I'm thinking, yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
But is Avodah Zarah a thought, certainly, or...
It can be. I mean, it starts with a thought. It starts with thinking of some idol or whatever, and thinking of it as a deity, and thinking of it as having some power or whatever.
And that's considered Avodah Zarah?
It's not punishable as Avodah Zarah in a based in Shamata, because based in Shamata doesn't punish for thoughts. We're talking about Avodah's calculations. Ula Omar, Ula says, here's another answer. When we say that, when we say that the Eibishter does punish for thoughts or not, pre-machshavoy, what is that talking about? Ula Omar, Kibir Rakuna. We have to say that pasuk, here's a different answer, that pasuk is talking about the situation like Rakuna said. The Omar Rakuna says, we had it a couple of weeks ago, Kibir Sha'ogar Adam Aveira Vashonabon, when a person does an Aveira and repeats it, Hutraloi becomes mutter to him. What do you mean it becomes mutter to him? Elamnath is like a heter. He gets used to it. He thinks of it as a heter. So therefore, in other words, when we say pre-machshavoisam, we're talking about you have a person who did an Aveira. A person who did an Aveira once, twice. Now if he thinks about doing it again, and an onus happens before what we're talking about, when we said Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzav L'maaseh, it means the person thought to do an Aveira, and then he wasn't able to do it because of circumstances beyond his control. The Eibishter doesn't punish him for the thought, because L'maaseh, there was no pre from it. But let's say Ula is saying, let's say the person already did the Aveira a couple of times, now he thinks of doing it again, but an onus comes up and he's unable to, then the Eibishter can get him for that machshava, because he would have done it if he would have been able to. The twice, we're saying, that's once he does it twice, when he knocks like a hector. A person actually would be better off doing an Aveira in secret rather than being Mechalo, the Eibishter's name, in public. Shenemar, the positive.
You're being a hypocrite.
Okay, but you know what? Better to not make a chilul Hashem, because as we said before, that makes peiros. That's it. Shenema, the pasuk says in Yechezkel, "Va'atem beis Yisrael koyam Hashem." The Eibush says to you, the Jewish people, "Ish gilulam l'chu avoidu." Each of you go worship your idols. Va'acharim einchem shomim elai. And after that, if you don't listen to me, at least v'eshem kotchi lo sechalul. At least that way you won't be mechalul my name. You know what the Eibush is not? He's not telling the Eibush. Yechezkel is telling them in the Eibush's name. So he's not telling them permission to worship Abba Dazara, but he's saying basically it's the lesser of two evils, basically, at least. If you, and the simple meaning of the pasuk is what it's talking about is, I mean, here we're more saying it's talking about doing it for Pahesia. On the simple meaning of the pasuk, it's talking about that in those times, you had people who were worshipping the Eibishter, and Lahavdo also Abba Dazara, so they end up getting punished, and it creates a Chilul Hashem. What do you mean? We were worshipping the Eibishter, we were doing mitzvahs, how are you talking about getting punished? So the Eibishter says to them, you know what, don't be poskim al shteyasipim, fine, go worship Abba Dazara only, then when you get punished, it won't create a Chilul Hashem, everybody will know why. So the Eibishter is taking it in a bit of a different way, that's a matter of doing it for Hesia or not. Amar Rav Elayah Zakin, further on this connection, Im Roya Adam Sheyitzru.
The question is this.
Yeah.
Is he telling them, don't worship the Eibishter, and just worship this, and don't be a hypocrite, so nobody will
know.
Or is he telling him, look, if he's telling you not to worship him, you're telling him, listen, you have to worship that angel, do it privately.
Well, that's what the Gemara is saying over here, yeah.
Not that he's telling him, don't worship the Eibishter.
No, right.
People
are going to... Yeah, at least don't do it the past, yeah. If a person sees that his Yetzirah is overpowering him, so he should go to a place where nobody knows him, let him wear black clothes and cover and then wrap himself up in black clothes, which that way it'll help humble him. As a person, nowadays we all wear black clothes, but in those times the normal thing was to wear white or colored or whatever clothes. You wore black only if you were like in mourning or whatever, so that itself may humble him and break his Yetzirah. But second of all, Rashi says that he's kind of more anonymous. He's like not considered such an important person in town because he's wearing less important clothes. The Yafta commercial liber chafetz, and at that point, let him do as his heart desires. At least, though, let him not make a chilul Hashem in public. Now, so
he's
going to
keep in mind the whole time
that he has
left the.
No, one second.
Until he goes to another.
Hold on. So according to Rashi, what it's saying is, yes, better let him go into Golos someplace else. If need be, the worst comes to worst, he ends up doing the Aveda there. At least it's better than doing it back home where everybody knows about it and it's a chilul Hashem.
If a guy feels like doing Aveda, it's not going to think he's going to do the Aveda.
Okay. Hey, Rabbi Hananel, and Tosfos quotes from Rabbi Hananel, the Gemara is not saying do the Aveda. The Gemara is giving you advice. If you wear black clothes, and if you go in Golos to some other place where nobody knows you, that itself will break your Yetzirah. But Yafsim Asher Lebechovas, at that point, you'll be able to do what you want, because what you want won't be the Aveda anymore. You'll have been able to break that Yetzirah. Gemara says, Eini, is that so? So you're telling me it's worse to do an Aveda of a Pahesia than secret? But we learn in a Braisa in Chagiga, anybody who does not have regard for the Eibishter's honor, Roy Loy Shalot Bola Olam, it would be better for him if he had never come into the world. And Mahi, what does it mean to not have respect for the Eibishter's covered? Rabba Amazamish Sakhbo Keshis, Rabba says it means a person who looks at the rainbow, because the Shechina appears in the rainbow. In Sefer Yechezkel, in the Ma'aseh Merkava, it compares the radiance of the Shechina that he saw by the Ma'aseh Merkava to the rainbow. So based on that, we say the Shechina. You're allowed to look briefly to say the bracha, but not to stare at it. Mistakel means staring at it.
That's what?
How can you make the bracha if you don't look at it?
You look. There's a difference between looking and staring.
Like admiring it?
Yeah, basically.
We all do.
Yeah. Okay, it's not the right thing to do. Admire a picture of it instead. That the shkin of a pashtus doesn't appear in the picture. Rabbi Yosef says, and not having respect for the Eibishter's covered means doing an Aveda in secret.
Well, you're not allowed to look at the shkin.
Yeah, that's also why the Kohenim cover their hands by Duchening.
That's strict, yeah, but it's just the whole union is, that's my Kohenim, you don't look at it. But the fingers are coming out of the talus, no?
No, there's the armenic is not the one of the talus. Yeah.
So they can't see it anyway, I mean.
Okay, we cover our heads and they cover the, okay.
There's a whole union that by Shliach Tzibur, when the Shliach Tzibur is a regular day, the doctor's supposed to look at
it. Fine, there's not as much of a hashulah.
Why? Because the skin is...
Okay, there's different levels. There's different levels.
You can't look at me. You're supposed to look at
fine. There's different levels of the shin. I know, come on. We're talking about a higher level over here.
The ripples are very high.
Because the Navi uses it as a metaphor for the radiance of the shin. Then, yeah. Rabbi Yosef says that somebody who does not have respect for the Eibush's covenant means somebody who doesn't have Eira in secret. So we see doing it in secret is worse than doing it in public. Because then you're saying, I'm afraid of public opinion, but I'm not afraid of Eibush's.
No.
Yes. The answer is like Kasha. Hodem Mossi Kayis LeYitzrei. One's talking about if he's able to conquer his Yetzirah. If he's able to, and yet he goes and does the Aveira in secret because he's afraid of public opinion, then yes, he's worse off. Whereas if he can't control his Yetzirah, then yes, he is better off doing it in secret. Because at least then he's not creating Chilul Hashem.
In either case, he's not controlling the Aveira.
But there's a difference. If Motzi Kayif LeYitzrei means you would have been able to control yourself, but you choose not to. Loy Motzi Kayif LeYitzrei means you're partially in a situation where you can't control yourself. Okay, and what does that mean? A person always has Bechir Chafis. That's a good question in itself. I don't know.
Case
that
he shouldn't be
punished for doing a variant. Because he could have made the extra effort. I don't know. He could have made a greater effort than usual.
The fact that it does have a variant shows that he couldn't hold himself back.
Not necessarily.
Otherwise, every Jew would never do a variant.
I'll tell you what, though. You know, I once saw a verse. You know, in Al-Chet, we say, Al-Chet Shechapar Al-Fanacha, the Yetzirah. What does that mean? Doesn't every variant involve the Yetzirah? No, but what does it mean? Al-Chet Shechapar Al-Fanacha, the Yetzirah. I once saw a verse. You have a variant where you... With the Yetzirah, you can't control yourself, basically. Your Yetzirah has gotten the better of you. And then you have a Averus, where a person races on his own Yetzirah to get to desire the Averus and do it. The Yetzirah itself would have left him alone about it, but the person himself... Okay, it's the Nefesh Bahamas, which is the inner thing of the Yetzirah, whatever, the point is. We learn in a Mishnah, actually Tosafos points out, on the face of it, it sounds similar to a Mishnah in Masechta Avos, but it's not the exact Lashon, so it may actually be a Braisa. Anyway, in Makifin, B'chilul Hashem, Echad Shogig V'Echad Mezid. They're not Makifin, the Beis Din Shamayla is not Makif, what that means. We're going to explain now, when it comes to Chilul Hashem, whether B'Shogig V'Mezid. So the Mishnah in Tosafos is a little similar. Echad Shogig V'Echad Mezid B'chilul Hashem, but it doesn't use the word in Makifin. So the Pashtus is the Braisa, then Tosafos says. Okay. My Ein Makifin, what does my Ein Makifin mean? It means the Eibushter does not treat it like a storekeeper. A storekeeper does have coffee. He gives you credit. You buy from him a little bit one time, another little bit another time, and then he waits until it adds up to some amount, and then that's called Makifin. It's called, yeah. The meaning is like you're going round and round until yeah. So when it comes to Chilul Hashem, the Eibushter doesn't do that. He gets you for it right away. Another explanation I've also seen of
what does it have to do with whether it's accidentally or...
The meaning of whether a person creates a Chilul Hashem b'shoigig u'mezid, either way, the Eibushter gets him for it. Obviously not to the same degree. A shoigig is less punishable than a mezid, but still, yeah. Anyway, another explanation that Rishonim say of Ein Makifin also means, like, you might say, when you buy from a storekeeper, sometimes there's a debit when you buy from him, sometimes you return something and you get a credit. You don't say, when it comes to Chilul Hashem, you created a Chilul Hashem, but on the other hand, you did this other mitzvah another time, so I'll give you credit against the Chilul Hashem. No, the Chilul Hashem will be punished, and the mitzvah will be rewarded in its time. It comes to teach, the word Ein Makifin has a different meaning. The word makifin can also mean to analyze, to compare. Suppose a person has exactly half mitzvahs and half averus, and one of the averus is chilul Hashem, that overbalances the averus side of the scale. A makifin, like the Eibush doesn't look to see if the two scales are balanced in that case, because the chilul Hashem one pushes it down. So, going back now since we're talking about the scales of justice now, and mitzvahs versus averus, famous thing, the Rambam says it, but I used to quote it every other sikha. A person should always see himself. It's not Tanya, as far as I know, but maybe. A person should always see himself as if he's exactly half Averus and half Mitzvah. Also, mitzvah achas. So if he does one mitzvah ashra, then happy is he. Sheikhriya atzma lakaf schus. He weighted himself down to the side of schus. Over Avera Achas, so he does one Avera Oilo. Woe is to him, Sheikh Riyadat Sassman, Lakaf Choyva, that he bent himself down to the side of sins, of demerits. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'chote echad yavid havet tova havet." One sinner can cause a lot of good to be lost. Meaning, b'shvil chet yichidi shechata, it can happen because of one single avera that a person did. Over the matter, tova havet, that he causes himself to lose a lot of good. Rabbi Lozov of Shimon. One mitzvah can balance one mitzvah in excess, one avera in excess. Yeah, can make all the difference. Yeah. Rabbi Lozov of Shimon, he says a little differently. It's not just a matter of considering yourself as exactly balanced. You also have to look at the world as a whole. Lefisha olam nidun achad ruvay. The world, after all, is judged according to the majority of people in it. And even, by the way, it's brought in Sifra Halacha that even the majority of people includes children as well, even before they had a chance. Even it's brought in one of the posts, and I can't now remember which one, maybe Magen Avraham, that if a woman is in labor on Shabbos, you're allowed to say a mishaberach for a full shlema for her, the regular kind, not the Shabbos kind, because for the sake of the baby, that baby may grow up to be a tzaddik or be mechriyah tzolol on the Shabbos.
If you say the Shabbos one,
you're not really mentioning as much about the refuah that you need. Yeah. Okay. So, the world is judged according to the majority of it. I don't know. And the Yochid also is judged according to his majority. Therefore, also mitzvah, so a person does one mitzvah, ashrav, shechriyas atme ve'es kol ha'olam, l'kapschus. He not only got himself, but the whole world down to the side of schus.
Both are judged on the same principle.
Yeah. And if he does one avera, then woe to him, he, not only himself, but the whole world. Again, because of one individual avera that this person did, even menu mekala olam tova habi, he may have caused himself and the whole world to lose a great deal of goods. Another detail on this, of the way the Eresh judges people, if you have a person who his whole life has been a complete tzaddik, and then at the end of his life he rebels against the Eibishter, he loses the credit for his earlier mitzvahs. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, we're going to say, we're not just talking about that he does have mitzvahs, wait, we'll give us a minute. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the righteousness of the tzaddik is not going to save him on the day that he has an avera. And after the Rosh Gomer Kol Yom, if you have a person who is a Rosh Gomer his entire life, but also Tshuva Bachron, and he does Tshuva at the very end, Ein Maskirim Lashuv Rishoy, nothing about his Aveda, nothing about his wickedness is mentioned to him when it comes to the judgment.
Is
that same pasuk in Yechezkel continues that the wickedness of the Rosh, he won't stumble on it on the day when he does Tshuva Merishoy from his Rishos. Having asked why, but never come back to Avonis. Why? I mean, let's say in the case of the tzaddik, okay, he did Averis. At worst, he should be like he has half mitzvahs, half Averis. What are you saying? Like all of his Averis get erased. Why? Amrish Lachish Petoya al Rishonis. So Rish Lachish says, yes, but you're not just talking about that he did Averis. You're talking about that he regrets ever having done the mitzvahs. Why did I ever bother doing those mitzvahs? I may as well go and live it up and start doing Averis. Then he loses all the credit for those mitzvahs. Well, okay, yeah, Tosus does mention that Rish Lakish started out as a Talmud Chacham and then went off and then returned. Yeah, okay, could be.
Oh, the other way around.
No, we know that he was abandoned and then he became a Talmud Chacham. Tosus mentions in a couple of places that actually it seems from various Gemaras that he was previously a Talmud Chacham when he was younger. Then he went off the Derech and became a bandit. And then Rabbi Yochanan brought him back, yeah. Since we talked, the previous Mishnah told us about mitzvahs, so now this Mishnah continues on this theme of what kind of mitzvahs are important for a person to be a human being. Kol sheyeshnu b'mikro v'mishnah over derecha, that's a person who is familiar, who knows, who learns a mikra, Tanakh, over Mishnah, over derecha. There's a couple of different possibilities. What derecha? The Mishnah is saying, Kol sheyeshnu b'mikro v'mishnah over derecha, that's a person who has accomplishment in Mikra, in Tanakh, over Mishnah, and in Mishnayas, so you know the halacha, over Derech Eretz, and Derech Eretz. Two major possibilities that Mefarshim talk about. What Derech Eretz means over here, one is that it means working, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Yafat Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz, or it can mean interpersonal relations of being Ben Adam Mahavera, like we said on Amud Aleph. Anyway, Loibim Hera Hu Choyte, such a person is not going to come that easily to doing Averas. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Achutam shalosh ledim heiriyinotik." A triple cord won't very easily be snapped. You have those three things together, then that helps protect.
Yes, that's
Well,
that's two things.
No, mikra, mishnah, and derecheres.
Oh.
Yeah. The chol she'enu loyba mikra, loyba mishnah, loyba derecheres, where somebody who does not have any accomplishments in mikra or in mishnah or in derecheres, ain't him in a yeshu. He's not part of civilization. He's not accomplishing anything useful for the world. And as the Gemara is going to say later, he's possible haters. You have to be, in order for a person to be kosher later, the person has to be contributing something useful to society. Otherwise, we
have Mishnah and Mikra and no Derecheres.
Well, we're saying that then a person is at least Minah Yishu. The point is that when the Gemara is going to say, well, we'll probably get to it tomorrow, that Rabbi Yechanan says Apostle La'edus, the point is a person who at least has something useful, who at least belongs to civilization, you're not so afraid that he's going to just stand go and lie in Beis Din under oath. But if he's Aidim Minah Yishu, then you have to be concerned. He may.
Exactly
that. If he has it
in
none of them, so there he's a batlan, he's stammer wet, so you never know. You can't really trust what he says. Omer of Elazar of Tzadik, Lama Tzadikim Nimshalom Ba'olam Hazeh. What can you compare Tzadikim to in this world? Ilam Shekula Omer B'Mokim Tara. Imagine a tree that the trunk of it is standing in a place which is taller, but noifah L'Mokim Tumah, and the branches of it hang over into a place which is tummy. Nichtat noifah, you chop off the branches. Kula Omer B'Mokim Tara. Now the whole tree is standing in a place of Tara. Similarly, the Eibishter brings suffering on tzaddikim in this world. In order that they can inherit Olam Haba. So like the Eibishter, so to speak, cuts off the part that's in the tzaddik area of the world.
The tzaddik
is standing in a good place. The trunk is standing in a good place, in a tzaddik place.
Okay.
The branches, some of them are hanging over into a tzaddik place.
What are branches by tzaddik?
Branches would be, for example, some of the things he did No, we're not talking about Tzadik, the Tanya's definition, where he never did an Avias. We're talking about the common definition, where a person has more mitzvahs than Avias. That's the definition the Gemara has been using throughout the Sugya, but throughout the previous Sugya as well, So therefore, so Kacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Yisurim, Al Tzadikim, well, that Kadesh, Yerusha, Olam Haba, this way they can inherit Olam Haba. The Averis that they did are taken care of in this world, that way they can go straight to Olam Haba. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'hoyo Reshisach Mitzar, as the Pasuk says, one of Eov's friends says to him, your beginning will be small, V'acharisach Yiskim Oed, but your end will be very flourishing. In other words, you Eov, are having Yisurim in Olam Haba, and more generally Tzadikim, but in order that you'll have a great time in Olam Haba. And then what are the Rishoyim in this world like? It's the other way around, like a tree that is the whole thing is standing in a Talmudic place, but some of the branches hang over into a Torah place, that the Rosh has maybe gotten a couple of mitzvahs to his credit during the time. So now when the branches are chopped off, the whole thing is now standing in a place of Tumah. Similarly, the Eibishter gives good to Rishoyim in this world, Kedem the Torah done, in order to push them all, in order to push them out of Olam Haba, and to disinherit them. They wind up going into the lowest level of Gehenim. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Yesh derech yoshal lifnei ish, there's a straight way in front of a person. But the end of it is the paths of death. Which Marshal says, the point is, you have Derech Yosher, it starts out, or with Loshen Yochid, and it ends up with Darchei Mavis in the plural. So Derech Yosher is like the small number of mitzvahs that he did, which he gets rewarded. Yosher, listen to Ish. But Darchei Mavis is what gets done for all of the many Averis.
There are different levels of Gehenna?
Apparently, yeah. There's Midrashim, I mentioned seven levels of Gehenna, yeah. Yeah.
But there was only in
No, it has a Jewish source also, as we see over here. But you know what? After all, you know, the guy goes... But you know what? You know what, though? You know, Messiah and Mitzvah. I mean, if the guy goes down to the lowest level, there's nowhere to go from there but up, right? He will come up with it, because but eventually he comes up from there because Lo Yudach Menor Nidach.
Thank you.